Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. To quote the great philosophers Jake and Elwood Blues, everybody needs somebody. This is not just true for our physical lives. Everyone needs a mom and dad in order to be born. It's not just true for our romantic lives where we dream of having someone to love and who loves us back. It is also true of our spiritual lives. God's redemptive plan has not been to redeem mere individuals who are then left to their own private relationship with God. Rather, God's plan has been to redeem a society, a community, a new humanity. He has never wanted us to be isolationists where we try to figure out this Christianity thing on our own, but instead to live in community with other believers so that we can encourage one another in the Lord, keep one another accountable, help each other love Jesus and live like Him. Now listen, I know what many of you think of the church. You think it's a building, or you may think it's a tradition. You have all of these ideas about what the church is, and some of your thoughts are valid because we have brought them onto ourselves as churches. But let's look at the nature of the church in Acts chapter 2, verses 42 and 43. And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. And awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. The church is a people who live countercultural, God-glorifying, Christ-exalting, Spirit-led, Word-centered lives with one another. And when and while they do this, incredible, God-sized things happen as they seek to live in community with one another and take the very news that it's changed their lives into the lives of others. That's the church, and that's what biblical community looks like. And one of the elements of biblical community is discipleship. Discipleship begins with listening. Look at how Peter begins his sermon. Verse 14, "Men of Israel, give ear to my words." And then he says in verse 22, "Men of Israel, hear these words." And what we see in verse 42 are people devoted to the disciples' teaching. They are listening. Did you know that the Bible talks more about listening to God's word being proclaimed than it does about preaching? Moses told the people of God that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Jesus' Sermon on the Mount is the first major teaching section in the Gospel of Matthew, and it concludes with the call to hear and obey. In Luke chapter 10, Martha is rebuked for her busyness while Mary is praised for listening. At the Transfiguration, God the Father says to the disciples there, "This is my Son, listen to Him." Jesus even says that His people will listen to His voice. Paul says that faith comes from hearing, and also that we receive the Spirit by hearing with faith. So listen up. Good disciples are eager listeners who live on God's Word. When you pray today, pray for the believers in China. Also, pray for the Canada broadcast in India.